It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
And a very pleasant good morning, everybody. As always, good to be back with you. This is the Marlins Rewind, and last night at Busch Stadium in St. Louis, Missouri, Marlins back on the road once again. It's felt like they've been there all season long, but they were in St. Louis to take on the Cardinals. Cardinals a game under 500. The Marlins were chasing their 30th win of the season, Braxton Garrett versus Adam Wainwright. And a promising beginning took a quick turn late in last night's game.
Well, back with you at Lone Depot Park tonight. This is the 10th inning show, and it's a sad recap after a Marlins loss in the first of three at Busch Stadium in St. Louis, Missouri show. And it's a sad recap after a Marlins loss in the first of three at Busch Stadium in St. Louis, Missouri tonight. The Marlins fall to 29-37, while the St. Louis Cardinals get back to 500 at 33-33. After we play a ball game that looked really promising early on, crisp, clean for the most part, and it totally unraveled and it got sloppy on the Marlins late. First of three against the Cardinals this week tonight, Braxton Garrett versus the veteran right-hander Adam Wainwright. Garrett was making his fourth career start. Wainwright, his 339th. It was an interesting night in the vicinity of home plate this evening. Let me just put it that way. In the top of the second inning, scoreless, Adam Duvall was at first when Magnery Sierra walloped the ball into the gap. Duvall tried to score from first on the play, but he missed home plate trying to elude a Yadier Molina tag. This one went to review, and the call was upheld. Duvall was indeed ruled out at the plate. The Cardinals struck first in this ball game tonight in the bottom of the second inning with runners on first and second with one out for Edmundo Sosa.
Two on, one out. Here's a ball hit to left. That's going to do some damage. Over to pick it up is Sierra. His throw will go home, and it is not in time. Scoring is Molina. Edmundo Sosa with an RBI puts the Cardinals on the board. 1-0 St. Louis.
Bad news, Cardinals had the lead. The good news, it didn't last very long. With two outs in the third, John Birdie singled, Starling Marte walked, Jesus Aguilar walked, and they were loaded for the rookie shortstop, Jazz Chisholm.
Here's the pitch. And a ground ball off the end of the bat. Base hit out into left center. Home to score is John Birdie. And right behind him, Starling Marte, and the Marlins, with that hit by Jazz Chisholm, take a 2-1 lead.
How about that piece of two-out, two-strike hitting? Flips the ball into left to give Miami a lead. I mentioned we had some weird activity around home plate tonight. Remember, Duvall missed the plate in the second. Well, it happened again in the third on a two-out double with a man on for Tyler O'Neill.
Here's the pitch. And it is swung on, and that's lifted toward the gap in left center. Gets down for extra bases. Here comes Carlson. Carlson will come on, and he'll score. He scored standing up on a close play. Now he missed the base, and diving at him is the plate, is the catcher, Alfaro. And I think they put a tag on him. And now it is Mike Schilt, the Cardinal manager, that wants to hold things up. Stepped right over it, and Alfaro came back and got him before he could get a hand, diving back to the bag. Diving back to the plate, so he had some doubt in his mind, and he's out at the plate. So the Marlins win that challenge.
Rarely do you ever see a guy miss home plate. Well, we saw it twice tonight. Score stayed 2-1. And through the top of the fifth inning. But things changed in the bottom half of that inning. Garrett started the fifth. He allowed a leadoff double to the leadoff man, Tommy Edman. Edman advanced to third on a ground ball by Dylan Carlson. And at that point, Donnie opted to go get Anthony Bender. Braxton Garrett left in a 2-1 game. Marlins were winning, couldn't get through five. He was going to, at the very least, receive a no decision, could not collect a victory tonight. Edmund advanced to third on that ground ball by Carlson. Again, at that point, Donnie said, I got to go get my reliever. So Garrett's night was done after 4 1/3. Bender came on with one out and a man on third, and he was tasked with facing Paul Goldschmidt.
Bender to the plate, down and in at 98, pulled to left, base hit, and a tie game. Edmund comes on to score the run. Goldschmidt drives in the run, his 31st run batted in, pulled it sharply through the left side, and we're tied at 2.
Well, a game-tying RBI single for Goldie. Bender then got Nolan Arenado to bounce into an inning-ending 6-4-3 double play, and we were on to the sixth inning in a 2-2 ball game. Braxton Garrett, by the way, tonight 4 1/3 innings, 7 hits, 2 runs, both earned, 1 walk, 3 strikeouts, threw 70 pitches, 51 strikes. Adam Wainwright went at 6 for St. Louis. He allowed just 2 runs. Adam Simber pitched a scoreless sixth inning. Genesis Cabrera disposed of the Marlins in the seventh. Anthony Bass did the same for the Marlins in the bottom half of that inning. Eighth inning, still a 2-2 game. Giovanni Gallegos made quick work of the Marlins. So it was up to Dylan Floro to go toe-to-toe on the mound with the St. Louis Cardinals bullpen. Floro walked the leadoff man Carlson, which is not an ideal position to put yourself in. Then he allowed a single to Paul Goldschmidt, so there were two on and nobody out for Nolan Arenado. Now, fortunately, Floro got Arenado to fly out to center field, so with two on and one out, Floro was just one ground ball away from getting out of the inning facing Tyler O'Neill.
Carlson at second, Goldschmidt at first, and here's a ball walloped high into the air. This is to left. It's going to be off the wall. That's going to score one anyway, and the throw to the plate not in time. The St. Louis Cardinals have taken the lead. And it's 3-2 Redbirds on a hit by Tyler O'Neill off the left field wall.
Well, the Cardinals took the lead, and they didn't give it up. Two batters later, Paul DeJong grounded out to first base. Another run scored. It was 4-2 St. Louis, and a nightmarish eighth for Dylan Floro propelled the Cardinals to a 4-2 victory tonight. Alex Reyes got the ball in the ninth for St. Louis. He retired the side in order for his 16th save of the season, and the Cardinals take game one from Miami this evening. Another tough beginning to a road trip for Miami in what turned out to be another sloppy game tonight. Again, it was clean for the most part early. There were some bright spots. Duvall missed home plate, and that's one you go back and look at. It's hard to say he absolutely 100% should have touched home plate, and maybe he did. I suppose the jury is still out on that front. It was a nice play by the catcher Molina at the plate, but you wish in some capacity Duvall could have got a chunk of that thing. It would have been another run for Miami. But that was a tough play. But then late in the ball game, with John Curtis pinch hitting in the seventh inning, tried to get a bunt down. Eason Diaz gets picked off of first base. That's been a reoccurring theme that Donnie said he's had just about enough of, and it continues to happen. So the Marlins run themselves out of the seventh inning and a tough eighth inning for Dylan Floro, who collects a save the other night at Lone Depot Park. And for the most part, he's been really darn good. But you take a look this evening. Bullpen needs to soak up 3 2/3 after Braxton Garrett goes just 4 1/3 innings, throws 70 pitches, 51 strikes. But, you know, you hope the Marlins can bounce back tomorrow, and they've got that opportunity with maybe the best rookie in all of baseball, Trevor Rogers, going to the mound. But this was a ball game that was winnable for Miami, bottom line. They just didn't do enough to win it, and the Cardinals just flat-out capitalized on some mistakes late. So 2 runs, 5 hits, no errors for Miami tonight. 4 runs, 10 hits, no errors for St. Louis. Marlins just 1-for-2 with runners in scoring position. They left 5 guys on base. Cardinals 3-for-8 with runners in scoring position tonight. They left 7 on base. Giovanni Gallegos, the winner, he improves to 4-1 for St. Louis. Dylan Floro, the loser, he falls to 2-4. And Alex Reyes collects his 17th save of the season for the St. Louis Cardinals, who improved to 33-33. The Marlins fall back to 29-37. Offensively for the Marlins tonight, they muster all of five hits, no multi-hit performances. The lone hits tonight, John Birdie out of the leadoff spot, and he went 1-for-4. Jazz Chisholm was 1-for-4 with the two-out, two-run single to left field in the top of the third inning. And then Magnery Sierra and Eason Diaz chip in with a couple of singles there. Marlins struck out 9 times as a team tonight, which is not terrible. They put the ball in play. They walked 3 times. Just at the end of the day, it wasn't enough. We started this one at 7:15 Central Time tonight, 8:15 back home. 3 hours and 2 minutes total game time in front of 24,281 at Busch Stadium in St. Louis, Missouri. Marlins fans, as a reminder, the Marlins and AutoNation have teamed up to strike out cancer. And so far, the Marlins now, with 4 more strikeouts tonight, have struck out 559 batters this season. They have now raised $13,975 for AutoNation's Drive Pink initiative. If you want to make your own donation, please visit drivepink.com.
Cardinals double up the Marlins 4-2. A 2-run bottom of the 8th inning propels St. Louis to a victory. Here's what Marlins manager Don Mattingly had to say afterwards.
Yeah, hey there, Donnie. Just overall recap, what did you see collectively from the guys? And again, with you guys always stressing, needing to do little things right, need to basically be perfect, just seeing a few things here and there that kind of shifted the momentum in the game.
Yeah, I mean, I thought Brax was pretty good. I think that was the kind of the key to it. He kind of kept us in the game and allowed us to get back to, you know, some of our dudes, and, you know, bringing Bender in there to try to get the, you know, play the infield in, try to get a ground ball from Goldie, got it right in the slot. Then he gets the 2 ball and really give ourselves a few chances, really, or a few innings to be able to score. And just really wasn't able to kind of piece anything together after that.
Sina?
Yeah, Donnie, in terms of, I'm guessing you're playing with a short bench to go with Curtis there.
Understatement.
Understatement, yeah. Just going with Curtis, I guess, say Sandy and Lewin are the only guys that were available then off the bench, and how did that affect where you were going to maximize, I guess, bench guys?
Yeah, trying to maximize, and that's one you wrestle with, was like, do you burn your last, you know, Lewin obviously is not a great matchup in that scenario. Am I willing to use my last catcher right there, last player? It's one of those, like, you know, looking back, I really wish I would have, and just, yeah, in some way either kept him in the game and been able to pinch at Lewin later at Georgie's spot, or just go straight up there. Yeah, it's when you wrestle with, when you got 2 guys sitting there and you know that's all the players you have and one of them is your backup catcher, it's one of those in the 7th in a tie game that you're like, you're not feeling great about that. So really try to play for 1 run there and get the bunt down and give Bird a chance to drive in a run. And obviously we kind of didn't do that very well, either into that base running or the bunting.
And just, I guess, related to that, what's the latest on Dickerson?
Well, he wasn't available to do really anything today. And I haven't heard, like, you know, something really definitive at this point. But he wasn't able to do anything today. And, you know, we'll probably know a lot more tomorrow.
Yes.
Donnie, obviously not just 1, but 2 crazy plays at the plate in this game. The first one with Duvall, were you surprised that didn't get overturned, because it did look, watching the replay, like Adam may have gotten his hand on the base?
Yeah, and I'm not quite sure what they were looking at on that one. There was a lot to unbox there. Was there a lane to slide? You know, it was one. You know, we felt like, and our guy felt like he got his hand in. I don't think Larry realized that he dropped the ball. So where we went stands on a call that he says out, which really would have been probably safe originally if he knew he dropped the ball. And then it would have had to overturn that. you know, and then even on the backside, they couldn't confirm that he tagged him on that. So that should have been safe from the beginning because of the drop. You know, I don't know. And that didn't go our way. The other one did go our way. So, yeah, you don't see that, those two, you know, two plays that guys are going back to try to get a base in one game very often.
Jordan? Hey, Donnie, back to the bench. When you know Devers is going out and you know Dickerson's probably 50-50 at best, and there was a guy here that could have come in for the bench with Devin Marrero with you guys here, just what does it go with from your end when you know there's a possibility that you could have another bench guy and it's a pitcher that comes in for the roster move and you're kind of handcuffed there in the decision in the situation that ultimately happened?
Well, it's something that we talk about, you know, before, and it's a little more complicated than just dropping the guy in. It's the roster spot. It's, you know, with all the injuries, it's a total roster spot. So that means somebody has to go off your roster. It's something that you do discuss, and you know the shortfalls of what you're getting into. I don't think we planned on a three-man bench, end up being two, and knew we were going to be playing short. But, you know, it's something that you understand, and, you know, it's more of a roster crunch, and it's a little more complicated than just bringing a guy in and that somebody else, you know, is on the disabled. It's not like a disabled thing and you bring somebody in. We've had enough injuries that we, you know, kind of have the dudes.
Christina?
Yeah, Don, I guess Dylan, the first like 20 or so outings, like barely any walks. It seems like the last couple of weeks they've been up a bit. Is there anything you're seeing from him in that aspect of his game?
Not necessarily. I know we talk about it every time. If he doesn't have a good outing, then we talk about what's wrong with him. But he's really been pretty good. I do think the walk tonight hurts him. You know, you don't want to walk anybody, you know, in front of Goldschmidt and Arenado and kind of run into the middle of their lineup. So I think the leadoff walk obviously is one that you don't want to do in a tie game. So I can't say. I feel like the ball's coming out of his hand good. And, you know, trying to make pitches, but it's something I'm sure Mel's, you know, talking about. But, you know, and we've been pushing guys hard, honestly. You know, we've had to. You're in games, it seems like we're in a stretch of time where our back end guys are in a lot of games. So, you know, when you do that, you're usually probably not getting the very best version of everyone.
Marlins manager Don Mattingly after the 4-2 loss to the Cardinals in the opener, first of three in St. Louis last night. Game two of this series comes your way at 8:15 tonight. Kwang Young Kim comes off the injured list for the Cardinals. The lefty will take on one of the more promising rookies in all of baseball, the Marlins left-hander Trevor Rogers, 8:15 first pitch. We're on the air at 7:45 with Marlins on deck. And as always, we hope you find some time to join us on the Marlins Radio Network, driven by AutoNation.
Okay. Picture this, it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road, the steeper the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.